Today on Piano Jazz, my guest is John Pizzarelli, the brilliant singer and guitarist. His heartfelt singing and swinging playing come together to create the perfect performer. That's you, John.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's great to. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good.
Good.
How's your father, Bucky?
As usual, he could either be in Bloomington, Indiana, or Istanbul at any given moment. I don't know where he is.
That's the way it is, huh?
Yeah.
Well, he years ago, he used to come into the Hickory House almost every night. I guess people knew that I like to have people sit in, and he would just walk in. He didn't say anything. He'd just walk in and open up the guitar, and we'd play.
I don't know if there's anybody who loves to play the guitar more than he does. I mean, he's just...
Well, maybe you.
Oh, I love to play the guitar, and I love to play with him when I get a chance, because it's so much... It's always fun, and it's always educational.
Well, you made a record together, didn't you?
Yeah, we've made a number of records together, and... It's fun in the last couple of years to make those records, because the first couple that I made back in the 80s with him, I was more like an accompanist. So now it's more like musical conversations. You know, it's fun.
It must be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, it really is. And now working with my brother on the bass, you know, we have a simpatico. It's really, my father always says, you can't beat blood. So, sort of fun.
That's pretty funny. Well, I'm dying to hear the trio.
All right.
What are you going to play?
Well, we're going to play How About You, I think, is the song.
Okay.
We have Tony Tedesco on the drums and my brother Martin on the bass.
Wonderful.
I'll make my way to the guitar. I want to be. I like New York in June. How about you? I'd like a Gershwin too. How about you? Side when a storm is due. I like potato chips, moonlight, motor trips. How about you? I'm mad about good books, I can't get my fill. And Franklin Roosevelt's looks are give me a thrill. Holding hands in a movie show when all the lights glow may not be new, but I like it. How about you?
Bunch of things with Sinatra. You did a tour with him, didn't
yes,
you?
I did. I toured, I did about, I think it's about 18 dates. We did 6 dates overseas and 12 dates in the United States. And I met Sinatra in Berlin, Germany on the second night of the tour. And the only words he said to me were, eat something, you look bad. So that was my big run-in with Frank Sinatra.
Oh, that's funny.
So, but it was really great, you know, that, to hear that orchestra every night all over the world. And just, you know, Sinatra doesn't even play rooms. He plays, like, stadiums.
Stadiums,
and,
yeah.
You know, we played the racetrack in Hamburg, and it was 20,000 people.
Oh,
I was just
goodness.
Going, this is definitely not, this isn't Eddie Condon's.
No, so you'd be placing bets as well.
Yes, I was placing bets if I could survive the gig at that point, but it was pretty exciting.
Oh, that's funny. But it must be wonderful to be around somebody like Frank. And Nat Cole, you did a lot of things.
Yeah.
Did an album recently.
Yeah, I did 2 Nat Cole records. I did one called Dear Mr. Cole with Benny Green and Christian McBride. They're no slouches.
Not, I'm going to say not bad players.
Yeah. And then I did, I bookended it about 8 years later. I did one called P.S. Mr. Cole. So I got all my Nat Cole things out, I got them all on 2 records. The reason I sing and play the guitar is because I heard the Nat Cole trio.
Well, how about another song from you guys?
Well, we were thinking, since we talked about Nat Cole, the first Nat Cole song I learned was actually Straighten Up and Fly Right. So do you mind?
That'd be a wonderful one to do.
Great. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
A Buzz it took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzz it tried to throw the monkey off his back. The monkey looked at him and said, now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. I cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. I cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. You see, the buzzer tells the monkey, you're choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free. The monkey looks the buzzer dead in the eye. Says your story's touching, but it sounds like a lie. So straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right.
You made a record called Generations.
Yes, my dad and I did. We made one called Generations. And we did a lot of great songs from all the people my dad worked with over there. In a sense, I tried to pick tunes that my dad did with different people. The first song is a song called Fred that Neil Hefti wrote, and Zoot Sims used to play it all the time. And the drummer was Freddie Coleman, who was from New Orleans. And,
oh, yeah.
Rusty Gilder was the bass player.
Rusty worked with me.
Oh, there you go.
He's a terrific bass player.
I was 19 and I heard them play, and he would play Fred. He liked it because Freddie Coleman played like march time drums on it. It's like and so it was a great little song, and so that became part of our little Generations record. So
you did so many Sinatra songs. Did you do some on that record, Generations?
We may have done one on that. Most notably, we did, as I mentioned earlier, we did a lot of the on Dear Mr. Sinatra, in particular, Wee Small Hours, which was another song written for Frank Sinatra. Evidently, Bob Hilliard and Dave Mann wrote it after a poker game at their house, at Bob Hilliard's house. And
oh, really?
Dave Mann had took the sheet, had it in his coat, and the next day or two later was in Midtown Manhattan and ran into Sinatra and Nelson Riddle, and they were meeting to talk about a record they were making, and Dave Mann tagged along with them and ended up giving them that song, and it became the title track of that record.
What a perfect timing.
Yeah, my friend always says, what if, you know, he didn't get in the cab that day, if he didn't make his way to Midtown?
Yeah, it's amazing how that worked out.
Yeah.
I love that tune.
Yeah.
We could play that, couldn't we?
I would love to play it with
you. What do you think?
Oh, fantastic. I think only good things. You'd be hers if only she would call. In the wee small hours of the morning, that's the time you miss her.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.